This is file 87. This is Jean McMillan. I am interviewing Russell Hoag on the Fire Department and the Highway Department of Salisbury. Today's date is November 22nd, 2014, and we'll start with the family background. What is your name?
Russell Hoag.
That's an easy one. And it's Hoag with an E, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Where were you born?
Sharon, Connecticut.
And your birth date?
June 9th, 1972.
And your parents' names?
Lawrence Hoag and Cynthia Hoag.
Do you have any siblings?
No.
Educational background. Did you go to Salisbury Central School?
Yes, I did.
How about Housatonic Valley Regional?
Yes.
And when did you graduate?
1990.
Tell me about the summer youth program. You were involved in that, weren't mm-hmm. you? Tell me about that.
Yeah, when I was a teenager, I worked every summer doing that, which I thought was a good thing.
And what was your work site that you worked at?
I worked at the Grove, mostly.
Ah, okay. All right. How many summers did you do that?
Three, I believe.
Oh, okay. Do you remember who was the director then? Was it John Monjo?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And you liked it because you got some money and you
got
were...
Got some money, gave you something to do.
Yep. It's still going on.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
It is a good thing. It's a good thing. The age is, 14,
15-ish, yeah.
Which is...
Depends on how many kids they have, whether, but you know, what the age is.
But it's good training.
It is.
All right. When did you join the fire department?
Well, I've got to think about that.
Oh, dear.
It was 22 years ago. So
okay, that's good.
That's good.
Okay, did you go through the junior firefighting program?
No, I did not.
But your dad started that, didn't he?
Yes, they had members back then to do it. When I was a kid, there wasn't kids around to do it.
How long did your father run that program?
Probably 5 years, maybe.
Okay, and your father was in the fire department, which is why you sort of
yes. Yeah, my father's been in the fire department for 44 years.
Is he still active?
Yes.
Good man. In the fire department, what do you do? Do you drive?
I'm mainly a driver.
You're a driver.
Yep.
Okay. And I know that there are different officers.
Yeah, I just became vice president.
Good for you!
The last time I saw you.
Oh, good for you! All right. What do you do as a vice president?
I'm in charge of the record keeping for training and things like that, filing it.
How did you get that job?
Well, Corey Wiggins became president, and he wanted me to do vice president, so I said, okay, I'll give you a hand with it.
Good, now I got to get Corey. All right, who's the assistant chief?
Rick Rogers.
And captain?
Jamie Fox.
When did you have your elections?
The first Monday of November.
And how long are your terms of offices?
1 year.
How about first lieutenant?
Bill Sherwood.
And second lieutenant?
Mike White.
My Mike White?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I'll bet engineer is Ray Flint.
Mm-hmm.
My Ray Flint. Quartermaster.
Bob Flint. You must have Bob, too.
I did. I know the chief is Jason. Is the chief still Jason Wilson?
Yeah, still Jason.
I didn't have him, darn it. President, vice president, secretary, treasurer. I think
treasurer is my dad.
Oh, good. And
secretary is Marika Stagman.
All right. Now, I know that I wanted to ask you what the jobs were of the different people. What does the captain do?
He's in charge of maintaining the firehouse, the cleanliness of the firehouse.
And how about the first lieutenant?
The first lieutenant and the second lieutenant are in charge of the air packs.
And I'm assuming the engineer takes...
Engineers for the mechanical equipment.
Mm-hmm. Quartermaster?
That's our turnout gear, uniforms, you know, anything like that. Anything that's worn, this quartermaster's in charge of.
Okay. You gave me a wonderful reason as to why you work for the fire department. Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, one, to keep the taxes down.
Right.
And to give back to people.
Yeah. You come from a family that does give back, and that's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. Training. To become firefighter level one, how many hours of training?
I believe it's around 200 now, 200 hours.
That's a lot of training.
It's changed a lot since I took it. I took it 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It was 120 hours then.
Everything changes. How about hazmat? Do you have to be trained on that?
Yeah, that's in the firefighter one class now.
Oh, it is?
Yes. And then we have to recert on hazmat once a year.
How about blood and air?
That's once a year
that's
also.
That's also once a year.
Okay. We're also doing OSHA training now once a year.
Oh, gee. Physicals?
Once a year.
Until what age?
As long as you're active.
As long as you're active?
Yeah.
So it's on, okay. So you don't have a cutoff like at 65?
No, the only thing that's a cutoff at 65 is you can't drive apparatus anymore after the age of 65. That's because of the insurance.
You can drive a school bus until you're 70.
Yeah, it's our insurance.
Okay.
Unless you go take a special test.
All right.
Nobody wants to do that. When they get to that age, they don't want to do it anymore.
I don't blame them. what types of calls do you have for the fire department?
Oh, everything.
False
Anywhere from automatic fire alarms to structure fires, rescues on Mount Riga, on the Appalachian Trail.
So you get everything, don't you?
Oh, is it? Everything, yes.
Were you in the fire department when the town hall burned?
No, I wasn't. No, I was still in high school when that happened.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. But I'm just checking. I have been doing Peter Oliver, and he was explaining about the fire and the damage and how the old town hall was set up. So I thought I'd ask you on
that. You can also add something to my title, too. I do the benefit committee and a scholarship committee, too, at the firehouse. The benefit committee is somebody's sick, I get them a check and a get-well card. I get everything. If someone passes away, I do the flowers.
Oh, goodness.
Order the food.
So all that?
I just did it for Don Stevens.
Yeah.
And we had a call on the Appalachian Trail just as we were getting ready to do a service at the firehouse. So it ended up with just four of us there to do the presentation because everybody else was on the mountain.
Yeah, you miss a lot of things when you're... Because you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. That was one of the things with Darren. You miss Thanksgiving, you can miss Christmas, you can miss all sorts of things of a family and personal nature. But it's your job and that's what you do. Mm-hmm. We are so fortunate, and I mean this, you're so fortunate to have so many of you that are willing to give up so much of your own family life. Do you teach fire prevention at the school?
Yes.
And how long have you done that, Russell?
Oh, I see my daughter's 11, so 6 years.
Do you enjoy it?
Yes, I do. I did it originally just because my daughter was in the school.
Mm-hmm.
But no, when I got doing it, I enjoyed it. Especially at daycare. I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Those kids are so happy. It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. And they're so enthusiastic.
Yeah, it's just nice to see a kid smile.
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah. that's why I'm
teaching.
Last year
we were doing it, and it was during the fall festival.
Mm-hmm.
They burnt, the alarm went off at St. John's Church. They burnt pancakes.
Okay.
Well, I had the engine, and I went up there anyway, left Corey doing the... I got back, and the kids are going, oh, my God, what happened? I said, they burned pancakes. And they're going, I can't believe somebody burned pancakes.
That's the joy of teaching. It really is. Okay. Now, have I missed anything on the fire department that you want to add?
No, I don't think so.
Because I've covered the jobs and the training. Oh, something I wanted to ask about your uniform. Bunker coat, bunker trousers, and...
Yeah, you have bunker gear, which is your bottom.
Yep.
Fire boots, coat that goes over top of your bunker suspenders.
Yep.
Helmet. And if you do interior attack, you have to wear a Nomex hood over your ears and everything.
Okay. The air pack that you carry in, how much does that weigh?
70 pounds.
70?
Around that. Let me take that back. With our gear and everything on, it's about 70 pounds.
Okay. Wow. All right. Now I'm going to switch to the highway department. And there's 9 people on the highway department, mm-hmm. and this is where you were involved with the summer youth program working at the Grove?
Yeah.
And you did that for 3 years, you said?
Mm-hmm.
When you joined the highway department, who were the select people at that time? Do you remember?
Bud Trotta.
Okay.
And Curtis, and I don't remember who this other selectman was.
I can find out.
But it was Bud and Curtis, I know that. Curtis has been a selectman since I've worked there.
Yes, he's been there a long time.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you joined the highway department?
91.
Bob Smithwick, maybe?
No.
I'll
Bud Trotta, I think, was still there my first...
Yeah, I'll check it.
First year, and then it was Smithwick.
I've got a list. So, and how many years have you been with the highway department?
I'm 42, so 23 years.
Good Lord. You've got a lot of service time in there. What do you do specifically? Do you have a specific job?
Well, I do mow the lawns in the cemeteries and stuff.
Oh, I'm going to have to talk to you, because I'm in charge of all the cemeteries.
Yeah, I do that. And then everything else is just general.
General
maintenance.
Do you have a snow route?
Yes, the side streets in Lakeville.
That's, how many miles is that approximately?
Boy, I'm not sure. Okay. Maybe 10?
Yeah, I'm going to say about 10. Now, when we were talking before, you said that you worked with George Kiefer marking trees.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
You go out and mark the dead trees.
Now, he's...
And George couldn't do it. Get out.
He's tree warden, right?
Yes. Matt's working on becoming it now.
Oh.
Matt Kiefer. He's going to school for it. But George couldn't get out to mark the trees anymore, so I'd go with him and mark the trees.
But he'd tell you which trees to mark. Okay.
Now him and Matt are doing it together, but...
Incredible.
Yeah, for a couple years I did it with him because he couldn't get out anymore to or climb upon a bank or anything.
Right, right. And then after the trees are marked, is it always the town crew that takes them down?
90% of them, unless they're by the power lines.
And then you have to have the power company.
Power company pays to take them down. They're threatening the lines.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about the equipment that the highway crew... we just recommended having a weed harvester, but that's not your
that's
part
not
of the forest.
Us.
What do you have for equipment?
Loader, paver, backhoe, grader.
What is a loot?
A loot is just a rake that rakes asphalt.
Oh, okay. That was another... I know what that one is. Okay. Because you were paving Indian Mountain Road, and there was all sorts of...
But yeah, that's what it is.
All sorts of things. Do you like working on the highway department?
Yeah, it's a variety of jobs. Nothing's ever the same.
Well, that's true.
I mean, everything's seasonal, but...
It changes day by day.
Yeah.
Because the last time I saw you, you were clearing out catch basins, mm-hmm. I think. Do you work a set number of hours a week?
40.
So you don't work weekends?
Unless it storms.
Oh, yeah.
But no, other than that, no.
How do you get paid? Check from the town hall?
Yeah.
Do you get overtime?
Mm-hmm.
Because of the snow plowing?
Mm-hmm. Or thunderstorms if it takes trees down.
Ah. Well, that's right, because if a tree comes down in a thunderstorm, somebody has to
come in. We have to go out, or we have to close the road, either one, if it's in the wires.
Okay. All right, what haven't I asked you about the town crew that I should have? Foreman is Don Reed Jr.
Mm-hmm.
The crew leader is Rodney Webb.
Yep.
The mechanic is Ray Flint. And then the rest of you are drivers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any additional time for civic activities? Do you do anything else besides fire department?
No.
That's enough.
And I've been asked.
Oh, sure.
Curtis has asked me, and I told him I do enough.
Yes, you do. Well, you've got a family.
Yeah.
You've got a young daughter,
mm-hmm.
and it's important that you be home and have some time with your family.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important. I thank you very much for this,
yeah,
Russell.
No problem.
I appreciate it. Thank you, and keep plowing the roads.